This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here. We'll give you our toll-free numbers and the Skype username. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Coming up, the aspirations of Ted Cruz at age 18. We'll play you about a 30-second clip of what he had to say, but with you tonight, it's Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And so Ted Cruz apparently was recorded, I don't know how old this guy is right now, maybe, what is he in his 60s, you think? Late 50s?
Ted Cruz is not 60 years old.
Late 50s? Mid 50s?
He's probably in his 40s. If
really?
Give me a second, I'll pull up an age.
All right, yeah, appreciate
Ted
that.
Ted Cruz is 45 years old.
Wow, 45 years old. So fairly young for running for president. At age 18, this
is about the age that John Kennedy was.
This coming from the Young Ted Cruz channel on YouTube. When I first spotted this, it only had about 200 views, and I thought this could go viral. And then there was like a post on the comments by ABC News asking for permission to use this. Now it has nearly 500,000 views, and it's only been 2 days since it's been released. So I would say that qualifies as viral. Here's what you may have missed if you haven't heard it.
Aspirations. That, like, sweat on my butt? No. Oh, I see. What you want me to do, what I want to do in life.
All right, so just to set the scene, that's him talking about the sweat on his butt. He is at apparently a...
Because he was asked about his aspirations.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's at the Second Baptist School in Houston, Texas, out in front of a waterfall of some sort of like water, you know,
a water fountain.
Water fountain thing. Yeah, there you go. Anyway, let me go on here.
Well, my aspiration is to, be in a teen sit film like that guy who played Horatio. You know, he was in Malibu Bikini Beach Shop.
He wants to be in a teen tit film. That's one of his big aspirations in life. And then...
take over the world, world domination, you know, rule everything, rich, powerful, that sort of stuff.
All right, so take over the world, world domination, you know, rich, powerful, that sort of stuff. And now he's running for president.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So this
I think the major difference between 18-year-old Ted Cruz and 45-year-old Ted Cruz mm-hmm. is that 18-year-old Ted Cruz was a little more honest and upfront about actually wanting world domination. 45-year-old Ted Cruz doesn't
and
say world domination.
Yeah.
he will say that, you know, like we need to go, you know, kill ISIS and stuff like that. So, you know, like he talks around the world domination bush, but he doesn't actually come out and say world domination.
Sure, he's a much more experienced politician at this point. But some would say, oh, you know, that's just what a teenager would say. I mean, he's just a teenage boy. And
what the hell's Donald Trump's excuse?
What do you mean? Because he's talking like a teenager?
Donald Trump is saying stuff worse than what Ted Cruz said.
Yeah.
And he's not a teenager. He's somewhere near 60 years old.
Yeah, my favorite Trump quote of the day is Rand Paul saying of Donald Trump when Donald said that he could go out on Fifth Avenue and shoot people and not lose any support. Rand Paul's response was, well, you know, sometimes narcissism comes with delusional features.
All right, that's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did Ted Cruz change his aspirations between the age of 18 and 45, or are they still the same as they once were? You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We go to Dustin listening in Columbus, Ohio. Dustin, what's on your mind tonight here? You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
My name's First Lieutenant Dustin Lawson, and I'm a public affairs officer in the military. And I feel like America doesn't get the perspective of soldiers very often because we don't normally speak out about politics during campaign, but I feel a little more obligated at this time because...
Well, you're obligated because you're working for the government, right? I mean, you're the public affairs officer for the military?
Yes, and so it is my job to deal with media. And
so tell me, what inspired you to call Free Talk Live tonight?
I'm afraid of Donald Trump being my next boss.
And, really?
I can understand that.
Yeah, why is that?
Because I would want a commander-in-chief. If you're going to lead soldiers, I think you should reflect qualities that you would want in a soldier. And for one of those qualities should be a soldier should have a thick skin. I've many times just had to stand there and take the criticism, and a soldier you would expect can just take that criticism and assess it and apply it to their life to improve themselves, and you would want maybe a commander-in-chief to do likewise, but Donald Trump is about the most thin-skinned person I've ever seen, and someone who can't take criticism like him is someone who is not willing to admit they can be wrong, is someone who... If you're not willing to admit you can be wrong, it usually means you're protecting your pride, and you'll continue down wrong courses just to protect your pride. And if
you think he might use the American military for his own personal benefit by engaging in wars with people with whom he has disagreements, something like that?
I mean, I would definitely say that would be his. But I also think his tongue is so loose that he would start military conflicts, maybe not intentionally, but just because. I mean, can you imagine, President Obama gets criticized and made fun of by Kim Jong-un, and he just kind of brushes it off. But can you imagine if, when Kim Jong-un starts making fun of President Trump and him just being able to hold his tongue?
President Trump would, he would
God,
probably
those two
say,
words together just,
he would probably say, we're going to go bomb the S out of North Korea, the same way he said that he wants to bomb the S out of people that are Muslim living in the Middle East that he doesn't like.
Now, do you have somebody that who would you prefer? What's your pick for 2016?
I don't think I should probably go down that route. I can say I don't know. I mean, I have.
Well, now you've called in, and you're. I presume you're not on the clock when you're calling to say.
I am not. No. I'm not in uniform. I definitely would not make this phone call in uniform. I'm in my jeans and a t-shirt.
Okay, so but, this isn't your opinion of, this isn't the official opinion
not,
of the
not,
military
I am
spokespeople.
Not on behalf of the military at all. I'm speaking on behalf of myself.
Okay. So you feel comfortable attacking Trump, but not endorsing any other candidate at the moment. And that's fine. Maybe you haven't made your mind up.
Right. No, I haven't really made my mind up at this point. I feel like we're getting the political talk that we normally get from everybody, but. And I'm very well aware at this stage in life that 80% of what a politician says in a campaign, they're never going to be able to make good on anyway. So,
if you've got a politician who does 20% of what he's promised, you're way, way ahead of the game, bro. Hold on to that guy.
Dustin, thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate it. I got to say you were a surprise. I didn't expect it to go that direction. Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you tonight here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. In the beginning, it sounded like he was almost calling on behalf of the military, so I'm glad we clarified that that was just the opinion of Dustin, who happens to work for the military.
Right.
Yeah, I'm Cecil. I'm calling from the Air Force. I wanted to see if I had your correct address here. Now, I can't really see the walls, but what color is your roof? What color is the roof of the building that you're in right now?
Okay, can you give me the GPS coordinates?
Well, at first I thought this might have been some sort of campaign. Before he got into his topic, I thought it might have been like a military campaign to simply reach out and propagandize to radio shows that were critical of the military, because certainly on Free Talk Live, I mean, it's not uncommon for us to say, hey, close down the 1,000 military bases around the world, end the involvement of the United States military in all of these 130-plus countries that they're involved in. And so I thought for a moment there we might have been selected and targeted by the military for a campaign of propaganda, and that would have been particularly amusing. But
occasionally we say, U.S. out of New Hampshire.
Yes, and we need to say it more often. Nothing personal against the military folk. I mean, I understand a lot of them got in because they thought they were doing the right thing, or they thought they'd be fighting for freedom, and then many of them find out that, well, that's just not the case. They're actually doing the bidding of politicians. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, join us on Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here on the radio waves. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, one of the people behind those Planned Parenthood videos, the ones that were the undercover, like, baby parts buying videos, from a year or so ago. One of those people apparently has been indicted. Daryl, you're going to give us that story. I also want to let you know that you can join us on Skype at username lrn.fm. You've got Ian, Rich, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Just a moment ago off the air, we were talking about the Liberty Forum making plans for, you know, setting up outreach booths and things like that. And hopefully you're going to be there because it's coming up fast. We're talking about maybe just a little less than 4 weeks, three to four weeks, that range. February 18th through the 21st is when it's going to kick off, and we'll look forward to seeing you there. It's in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the Radisson Hotel, the largest of all of the hotels, the largest convention space that you can have in New Hampshire. That's what the Free State Project has reserved, and it was there last year. It was a lot of fun. This year, they've got Edward Snowden, who is going to be the keynote speaker at the event, which is a huge score. But that's not the only reason this is the biggest and arguably the best year to attend Liberty Forum. It's also a big deal because, well, we're about to hit 20,000 participants in the Free State Project. Now, it was just a few days, it was just like 2 days ago that we crossed the 97.5 mark. We're now at 19,580 people who are signed up. And that number hasn't gone up, I don't think, since yesterday. So I think they're going to be jumping that up quite a bit here.
Probably. It either went up late last night or early this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, note that it's exactly 420 short of the goal, and they're using that number for a fundraiser, so I think it might be slightly manipulated.
I think it is. I think they paused it at that point, conveniently paused it at that point, and you're going to see it pass 98% either later tonight or early tomorrow. The Free State Project is almost to completion. By the time the Liberty Forum happens, it's definitely going to be done. And what I mean by done is I mean the 20,000 people who, like us, have signed the Free State Project pledge will then begin having to make the move within the next 5 years. There's a five-year window of time after 20,000 is reached where libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, whatever you call yourself, if you love liberty, you've got to move to New Hampshire and be here as part of the Free State Project. It's super exciting. So this is the first Liberty Forum that will be happening post 20,000. This is going to be, I think, like a big weekend-long celebration. I mean, this is going to be a big party.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Liberty Forum is always a big party, but I think it will be an even bigger party.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, exactly. So go to nhlibertyforum.com. Get your tickets now. Lock your hotel room in. It's not too late. nhlibertyforum.com. Mark your calendar for February 18th. That's a Thursday through the 21st, and that's a Sunday. Let's go to Jim listening in Wyoming, and then coming up on the we'll talk about that Planned Parenthood story. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Maybe it's Tim. Is it Jim or Tim?
Yeah, yeah. Tim.
Hey, Tim. Yeah. Hey, Tim, go ahead.
How you doing? I'm glad to get on the air, and thanks for the show tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's the public affairs officer that called in and gave his name, his name and rank. That was actually a very big mistake on his part because, honestly, whether he's in uniform or not, he's still a representative of the military. He can pretend that he's not. But then his flip flopping on his possible choice for who should be dictator in chief brought it clearly to my view that he was actually calling in to put Trump down because. He doesn't want to talk about Obama. He doesn't want to talk about Clinton. He doesn't want to talk about Sanders. He doesn't want to talk about anybody but Trump.
Are you saying he was a fake? Are you saying he wasn't actually in the military?
I'm saying he was a fake. That's right. I'm saying he was either faking it or he was either faking. Maybe he's in the military. Maybe he has the rank. Maybe he does do that.
Is he risking like a court martial or something or some kind of charges?
I know that there are prohibitions on active military getting involved in political stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he might be...
You can't show up at rallies in uniform. That's why he made the point of saying I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
He didn't make that point until I brought it up.
Right.
Right.
He might be trying to get kicked out of the military.
He must,
that could
he,
be.
He was
you can't just
point.
Claim you're gay anymore like they used to.
Go ahead, Tim.
No, that doesn't work either. No, anybody can be whatever they want to be. You can be a purple penguin if you want to be. But anyway.
Can you imagine being confronted by a platoon of purple penguins? How do you deal with that?
Well, you might actually win the war, but who knows?
Well, first you perform the Heimlich because they're probably choking on something because penguins are supposed to be black and white, not purple.
They're choking. Right, I got you. So, Tim, go ahead.
Yes, they're asphyxiating. Okay. Yes, he made a mistake. He should never have said his full name and rank and what his position was, because that was actually something that's prohibited. That's prohibited.
Who's your pick for president?
My pick for president? Well, you guys have already said that you hate Rand Paul. Rand Paul is my pick.
No.
The only reason.
Well, that's
I
only
hate
some
Rand
of us.
Paul.
I like Rand.
Okay, I don't hate him. I feel like he's not a libertarian.
Says that Rand Paul is not a libertarian.
Right.
I think he's lying.
I'm not excited about Rand Paul. That doesn't mean I hate the man. Daryl, do you hate Rand Paul?
I've never met the man to know if I like or dislike him as a person, but I do not like most of his policies that I'm aware of.
I think Scott Horton.
Most of them?
I think Scott Horton says that he hates Rand Paul. But no one on this show has ever taken, I think, that strong of a position against Rand Paul.
Well, hate is a strong word, okay? I shouldn't have said hate.
I stand with Rand.
Rand occasionally stands with me.
Well, I agree with most of what he says, okay? Now, when he said that he liked the idea of, okay, and he only said this because he thought, okay, this is the reason that he thought that Snowden should go to prison. If the head of the NSA at the time also went to prison at the same time, that would make it real. That would make it honest. Because if you put the prison, if you put the whistleblower in with the person who actually committed the crime, then you're saying that's the only way that would happen.
That's not the only way it would happen.
The law said that Edward Snowden deserves to be in prison and he should share a jail cell with Clapper, the guy that headed up the NSA. He did
not
say he should only be in
said.
Prison if the NSA guy is also in prison.
Yeah,
there was no if.
As I recall, the actual exchange was something like, yeah, what would you do with Snowden? Ha, ha, ha. I'd throw him in the same cell as Clapper. And, of course, Clapper isn't going to be in a cell, so that's
right.
Somewhat ambiguous.
Isn't the suggestion that in the Rand Paul administration they would both be thrown in a prison cell?
Well, except that you know that Clapper isn't going to go, so that may well be a way of saying, yeah, sure, as soon as you put Clapper in jail, I will, which would be one interpretation of it. The other thing is, that was a tongue-in-cheek response. What he actually said when he was asked about it later was, I would try to negotiate a settlement with Mr. Snowden probably involve, I think he was talking about a plea bargain. He said it would probably involve some jail time, but when you're negotiating a thing like that, you ask for more than you expect to get.
That's a lot of excusing there, Rich. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I don't want to have to make excuses for what a candidate says.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Sling Bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology, like cell phones, do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us in that way if you like. SaveItPurse.com allows you to save big time on your purchases from Amazon, up to 50% off. And usually I'll put in between 20 and 30%, but I have gotten as much as 45% off, hoping that I'll be receiving a package with 50% off, but I never count it until it's a done deal, until the package is at my door.
Well, what if I've you gotten 50% ordering stock for the slap, so
excellent.
It can be done.
SaveItPurse.com. Go ahead,
Well, Nero. What if you get the tracking notice of here's the tracking, UPS tracking? What would you count that?
That's a pretty good guarantee that it's going to make it, but I generally don't count it until the product's in my hand.
Okay.
Because that's when I release the Bitcoin. And that's the thing. You've got to have Bitcoin to get these deals. If you don't have Bitcoin, SaveItPurse.com is not going to do you any good. But if you are willing to get Bitcoin, this makes it worthwhile. Because whatever it is, the markup that you're paying for Bitcoin isn't going to be anywhere close to 20%. If you're going through Coinbase.com, it's like 1%. If you're going through a local Bitcoin vending machine or Bitcoin ATM, you're looking at usually 5 to 15%, depending on the market, depending on how many Bitcoin vending machines are around. And so it's worth it to go and get Bitcoin so you can spend it through SaveItPurse.com and save big time on every Amazon purchase you make from here on out. That's how I've been using it, and you can try it too. And when you enter through SaveItPurse.com, Free Talk Live gets a very small portion of your purchase price. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Michael listening in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Daryl.
Hello, my name is Michael.
Hi, Michael. You're on the radio.
Hi. Just wanted to let you guys know, a friend of mine actually said that I should call in and let you guys know about this. Back in September, I actually had a run-in with the Connecticut State Police. I was protesting a checkpoint. Basically, you know, I advocate for freedom. So wherever there's oppression, I go, you know, and I speak out about it. So
right
I was on. I was at this DUI checkpoint holding up a sign, and I was also open carrying. Now, I open carried to...
Before you go on, what did the sign say?
The sign said, cops ahead, keep calm and remain silent.
Okay. All right.
I think I actually saw a picture of that sign on Facebook earlier today.
Excellent.
You did. That was probably... the video that I took of that encounter actually went... you know, there's been a lot of views, so... You know, that sounds about right.
Nice. All right.
So, anyhow...
Before the cops started to harass you? How long were you out there?
About an hour.
Okay.
And so I was standing on a sidewalk.
Is this recent, by the way, like wintertime kind of weather? What kind of weather? When was this?
This was back in September, I'm sorry.
Okay, got it.
So it was September 11th, and, you know, I was holding up the sign... When I noticed a state police cruiser, an unmarked state police cruiser, coming towards me, there was an on-ramp right near where I was to the highway, and they were driving against traffic. The DUI checkpoint was on the actual highway itself. And, you know, they were driving against traffic without, you know, their audible siren or lights.
Wow.
Flashing lights. Driving against traffic, and as soon as that happened, I started recording. You know, and I also had another friend who started recording as well with me.
Oh, good.
And
you weren't alone.
So
okay.
Right. So basically, you know, immediately the cop comes up to me. His name is Trooper First Class John Barone, and he grabs my camera and throws it down to the ground. And I also,
oh, man.
By the way, I have it strapped to my wrist, so he took it off my wrist as well. And threw it down to the ground. You know, and he's like, you know, put your hands up in the air. And I'm like, what's wrong? And he said, you're carrying a gun. And I'm like, there's nothing wrong with that, you know.
That open carry is legal in Connecticut?
Open carry is legal in Connecticut, yeah.
Okay.
Do you need a permit to do that?
Yes, you do.
And do you have the permit?
Yes, I do.
All
okay.
Right.
Nice.
So anyhow... you know, so basically...
How close, by the way, I'm sorry, still trying to get a lay of the land here. How close is your friend who was also recording this?
He was about 15 to 30 feet away from me.
So a little too far to maybe pick up audio or whatever. All right, so
I'm actually getting to that, you know.
Yep.
To make a longer story short, basically what ended up happening was that they ended up detaining me. They frisked and searched me. You know, they went into my pockets to get my permit without reasonable suspicion.
Whoa.
At first they said it was because someone called in and said...
someone called. You don't have any rights anymore. We're just going to treat you like a criminal.
Exactly, but that's only allegedly because, you know, they gave me two different stories afterwards, so they kept changing their story.
Yeah, well, let's get the proof of the call. Let's get the 911 audio from the operator and see what that caller had to say. So they knocked the camera, literally threw the camera down from your hands.
Exactly.
They possibly destroyed your property or damaged your property. Also, they could then run a check to see if you were legal.
Exactly, and you know my experience. You know, if you're illegally carrying a gun, you're not going to open carry. So. So after that was, you know, after, they had taken, you know, they forcibly took my gun from its holster as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was safer in the holster than when they took it out because anything could have happened then.
Yeah, I bet.
Anyways, so what happened next was I picked up my camera and, you know, to make sure it was still recording. It wasn't recording because the battery had dislodged when it
was this.
When
just a point of clarification: was the you picking up your camera? Was that while they still were assessing your gun, or they had returned it to you at this point?
No, they were still assessing it. The whole encounter was 40 minutes. They detained me for 40 minutes.
Jeez.
So, but here's the best part. When I had picked up my camera and started recording, Trooper First Class John Barone again came over to me, and he said, it's illegal to take my picture, to which I replied, no, it isn't. You know,
no,
you're on
it's definitely
public
not.
Property. You're a public employee, you know, but he snatched it from my hand again and then took it.
Wow.
And unbeknownst to him, you know, it was still recording, so it recorded their whole conversation back at the
Oh, that's got to be gold. That's got to be gold.
It is gold. You know, first of all, you have them saying that everything I've been doing was legal. You know, They knew that it was legal, yes.
Yet they were acting like you could be some sort of dangerous criminal and you need to be checked out and so on and so forth.
Are you going to sue these guys?
Yeah, I hope there's a lawsuit in the works here. This is awful.
Yes, it is. So, you know, now I get to even a better part, believe it or not.
Okay, so wait, just to clarify, they took the camera back into, where was it, a cruiser? Where were they having this conversation?
Back at the unmarked police cruiser.
In their cruiser, okay.
Yes. So anyhow, you can hear them in the background talking about what to charge me with and that they need to charge me with something. Their exact words were, let's give them something. And, you know,
right. Otherwise, it'll be an obvious lawsuit win. I mean, it'll be a clear violation of your rights if they can't muddle it up with resisting arrest and disorderly conduct.
We have to come up with something. Did he step out into the street at all? We can get him with jaywalking.
Exactly. And now here's a very good part. So, like I said, you could hear them talking in the background, and they're talking about, you know, trumping up the charges, and you can hear them fabricating a story in the background that they could charge me with something to cover their ass. You know,
I want to hear more. I know you've got more to tell here, Michael, and I think I found the story on copblock.org. It looks like the headline, CT state troopers caught lying on video about man open carrying while cop blocking. It sounds like you, right?
Nice.
Yes.
All right, Michael, stand by, and we'll continue with more of what the cops had to say when they thought they were in private with one another. Oopsie. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Join us on the radio here, toll free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. You've got with you in studio tonight, Ian,
Rich Paul,
and Daryl.
And don't forget to join us online anytime you want at freetalklive.com. Please help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. The AMP program allows you to support us for $5 per month and help us get on more radio stations all around the country. Hoping to announce some more stations soon. Daryl, you've got some in the pipe. You've been doing affiliate relations for the show for a couple of years now. And these are things that take time to really pay off. And you've got a really good one coming up soon. We never announce them until they're actually on the air. So stand by for that. It's the AMP program that makes it all happen. And listeners like you, we've got a few hundred amplifiers. Thank you to all 300 plus of those folks who are backing the show for as little as $5 a month and getting perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only Facebook group, and the AMP Only podcast and more. Go get the details. Get signed up with any major credit card, Visa or MasterCard, and also Visa or MasterCard directly on our site, and then any major card through PayPal, and now also Bitcoin. So you can now be a Bitcoin amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. We're back with Michael listening in Connecticut. Sounds like he was out doing some cop blocking out at a DUI checkpoint in, I guess it was the Hartford area. You were targeted by police officers, state police specifically, because you were open carrying, but also because you were protesting their checkpoint. And they came over, they grabbed your camera, threw it down to the ground, proceeded to detain you for 40 minutes while they ostensibly were checking to see if you were legal to have a gun open carried in Connecticut, which apparently you need a permit for. And during this whole process, they accidentally, on your video recorder, they accidentally recorded when they were, like, confiscating your recorder from you and taking it back to their police cruiser. They then recorded their own conversation with one another that they thought was in private. And that's kind of where you left the story off.
Yes. So they were talking amongst themselves about what to charge me with and that they need to charge me with something to cover their ass. Mm-hmm. And from there, it's basically, you know, they were talking about, you know, it's legal to, that everything that I did was legal, you know, but, you know, you could hear them in the background talking about, fabricating a story. And, so yeah, just wanted to let you guys know that.
Well, now, there were charges. I pulled up the CopBlock story here at CopBlock.org. It's one of their top stories on their website right now. They did end up coming up with stuff, right? What did they charge you with?
Yes, they did. They charged me with a negligent pedestrian for legally standing on public property. and they charged me with creating a public disturbance for legally open carrying my handgun.
And the public disturbance was the fact that alleged, or the allegation that someone had called the police department to complain about you having a legally carried openly carried handgun.
Exactly, and it appears that they don't even that there wasn't any call, you know, and also,
really?
You know, they didn't even get the names of the alleged people who complained. So, you know, you could hear in the video, you know, the officer saying, and then we'll claim that, you know, there were multiple people complaining.
Wow. So in their supposedly private conversation, they made up and openly stated that they were going to fabricate the claim that multiple people had complained to them, when in point of fact, they can't provide any evidence for even a single complaint coming into the department.
That's my yes, that's my understanding.
So, what's the status legally of those two charges? Are they pending? Are you going to court? What's going on?
My lawyer and I just had a first appearance back on January 14th. Not last week, but the week before that. And so, my lawyer was talking to the prosecutor, and by the end of the conversation, they had offered me a deal where I would only have to pay $25 of the original $300 fine, but I rejected that deal because
good
I did
for you.
Wrong. So now
what are the charges? Are they misdemeanors? Are they violations of town ordinance? What did they charge
you
with?
They are actually infractions.
Is that like that must be like a violation? It's a state level kind of violation, right? Because it came from the state police.
Yeah.
Okay. Good for you, man, for not taking the plea deal on this. I mean, it sounds like you've already got them on the ropes, and if they end up going to trial with this, it will be so embarrassing for them to have this audio played in the courtroom. I mean,
yes,
I don't
exactly.
think you're going to end up inside a trial for this.
Do you have the video online?
It's on, yeah. It's right here on CopBlock's post here, which I'm going to share the CopBlock post on our Facebook and our Twitter, so anybody who wants to see this video. And it's a full, it looks like the raw video here. What's it about? 7 minutes long? 7.5?
The 7 minute is the cut down version.
That's the edited version. Okay.
Yes, because you know people have shorter attention spans.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
you got to do the highlights. Oh yeah, and then I see you've uploaded on your same YouTube channel, Michael Picard. You've uploaded the full video as well. So very, very cool,
correct.
Man. I'm looking forward. Normally, I try not to watch these police abuse stories just because there are so many of them. But, you know, now that you've called in to bring our attention to this one, this is really an unusual one with the police recording themselves in their own car, plotting to basically completely fabricate charges so they can justify harassing you. And it really should make people out there listening to this wonder how common this behavior is, because it's easy for folks to say, well, it's just a few bad apples. Well, what are the odds that the few bad apples just happen to get caught this one time?
And remember, if there were this many bad apples appearing in grocery stores, there would be a national investigation as to what on God's green earth was going wrong with the apple crop.
Yeah.
And remember, the full saying is a few bad apples spoils the bunch.
Right.
Not a few bad apples, and then you pluck them out, and then the rest of the apples are good.
Mm.
No. A few bad apples spoils the entire bunch.
So, Michael, it sounds like you may have a real good civil case to bring. I imagine you've already discussed that with your attorney in this case. You're probably not even going to see the inside of a court during trial on this because I bet you they're going to null pros those charges before you actually go into a courtroom. If you do end up in a courtroom, what is the legality or how easy is it to record video in Connecticut in court?
Well, it's legal on public property.
So in court, though, in court.
In court, the you know, the police officers, I'm not a lawyer as well, so don't take my word, you know, for it. But, you know, the officers knew it was recording from the very beginning. The fact that they...
Right. No, I understand. I understand that. I think you're fully within
your
rights.
He's asking if you can record your actual hearing in court.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant present the video in court. I'm sorry about that.
No.
I'm not sure about that. We have a few people. We have one particular person who's interested that my lawyer and I will be, bringing. Into court, so hopefully we can record that.
All right, so I think that's excellent. Now, I don't know what your viewpoint is generally about freedom, but if you're a pro-freedom kind of person, have you heard of the Free State Project?
Yes, I have, and I listen to Free Talk Live pretty often, so.
Okay, great. I do have plans to move to New Hampshire because I don't know how many people are going to be showing up for your trial in Connecticut, but something like that up here would be, I think, a very well-attended trial.
And we need more like you.
Yeah, we need more people with the courage to do activism like that and further to be able to record the police. You've got what it takes, I think.
I appreciate that. I have no plans as of now to move to New Hampshire, but I do visit there pretty often as well as Maine. But no current plans to move there just yet, so.
You might want to get in touch with Marcel Fontaine. He's an activist who moved up from Connecticut about a year ago, and he's been loving it up here. We've got the Free State Project is about to complete. It's about to reach 20,000 people like within the next week and a half at this point. It's pretty exciting, and you can actually have more than one person, back you up in a lot of cases. When you're doing cop blocking up here, if we can gather more people who are willing to stand up for their rights, then that will make it so the cops are less likely to behave in the way that they behaved. I mean, would they have behaved the same way if it was a dozen people who were out there? We don't know because you weren't in that circumstance. But let us know, will you, Michael? Call back as you get closer to your trial date. Has that been set for a certain date yet?
Yes, it's been set for Monday, April 25th.
Cool. Keep us in the loop. Let us know how this develops. This very interesting case. And we'll put a link to your video in the cop block post on our Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for the call tonight, Michael. I appreciate it. Fascinating stuff. Sounds like it's going to be some excellent, very revealing video behind what the cops had to say when they thought they were behind closed doors. 855-450-FREE.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Control you.
like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 30.